Scientific topics receiving prominent play in newspapers and magazines over the past several years include molecular biology, artificial intelligence, artificial life, chaos theory, massive parallelism, neural nets, the inflationary universe, fractals, complex adaptive systems, superstrings, biodiversity, nanotechnology, the human genome, expert systems, punctuated equilibrium, cellular automata, fuzzy logic, space biospheres, the Gaia hypothesis, virtual reality, cyberspace, and teraflop machines. Unlike previous intellectual pursuits, the achievements of the Third Culture are not the marginal disputes of a quarrelsome Mandarin class. They will affect the lives of everybody on the planet. You might think that the above list of topics is a preamble for the Edge question of 2016, but you would be wrong. It was a central point in my essay, The Third Culture, published 25 years ago in the Los Angeles Times, September 19, 1991. The essay, a manifesto, was a collaborative effort, with input from Stephen Jay Gould, Murray Gell-Mann, Richard Dawkins, Daniel C. Dennett, Jared Diamond, Stuart Kaufman, and Nicholas Humphrey, among other distinguished scientists and thinkers. It proclaimed that the Third Culture consists of those scientists and other thinkers in the empirical world who, through their work and expository writing, are taking the place of the traditional intellectual in rendering visible the deeper meanings of our lives, redefining who and what we are, and it continued. What traditionally has been called science has today become public culture. Stuart Brand writes that science is the only news. When you scan through a newspaper or magazine, all the human interest stuff is the same old he said, she said, the politics and economics the same sorry cyclic dramas. Even the technology is predictable if you know the science. Human nature doesn't change much. Science does, and the change accrues, altering the world irreversibly. We now live in a world in which the rate of change is the biggest challenge. Science has thus become a big story, if not the big story, news that will stay news. This is evident by the continued relevance today of the scientific topics in the 1991 essay, all of which were in play before the web, social media, mobile communications, deep learning, big data. Time for an update. What do you consider the most interesting recent scientific news? What makes it important? The online response this year is just shy of 200 contributions. Here is the news, sifted by those who often make it. John Brockman, publisher, Edge,